Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and your rings.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Greetings, trashlings, and welcome back to Space Trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus. And I'm Sarah Armour.
And I'm Molly Mulshine. And we had to meet today to talk about this Jonah Hill situation.
It's all over the news. It's all over the news.
It's all over the news.
We can talk about.
My DMs are on fire. Everyone's obsessed with this story.
Yeah, I'm like almost afraid. Like, I feel like this might need to be Patreon only because like, I feel like I don't have a popular opinion.
I think this needs to be absolutely. We need to raw dog this out into the world. It cannot be Patreon only because I know what your opinion is going to be. Just say it.
He's a loser. He's an asshole. He's someone I wouldn't want to date. And if I got those messages, I would break up with them, but it's not abuse.
It's not you think it's not emotional abuse.
No. As someone who's been emotionally abused and emotionally abusive, I think he's an idiot who's like using therapy speak to, and I guess we could fill everybody in if they don't know, but like, I think like, you know, he's using boundaries wrong. He's an idiot and he's insecure as a fuck and he's ugly as sin, but like, it's like, and he's an asshole. Like, don't start dating a surfer if you don't want her to post surf pics, you fucking asshole. But that being said, when someone starts trying to tailor your photos or saying, my boundaries are don't post pictures of you surfing. And in that case, I'd be like, well, okay, this isn't going to work. I'm a surfer.
Yeah, but I think. Okay. The thing that to me swings it into the category of like emotional abuse adjacent.
Well, and we, I guess we fill anybody in who doesn't know.
Yeah. So, okay. This woman, Sarah Brady, she leaked her text messages with Jonah Hill. The biggest thing that everyone's talking about is the list of boundaries that he allegedly imposed on her. He said,
which are not boundaries.
Right. He said, plain and simple.
They're his wishes.
Yeah. Plain and simple. If you need surfing with men, boundaryless, inappropriate friendships with men, to model, to post pictures of yourself in a bathing suit, to post sexual pictures, friendships with, this is the best one, friendships with women who are in unstable places and from your wild recent past beyond
dying to know about the wild. Oh, sorry. I don't need to interrupt you, but dying to know about the wild recent past.
Yeah. Beyond getting a lunch or coffee or something respectful. Whoa. I am not the right partner for you. If these things bring you to a place of happiness, I support it and there will be no hard feelings. These are my boundaries for a romantic partnership. My boundaries with you based on the ways these actions have hurt our trust. So I just think,
well, it's just like, first and foremost, it's not a boundary.
It's not
boundaries
a boundary.
Are about you. Here's my boundary. If you do this, then I will this, or even to share your feelings. When you do this, it makes me feel this. What he's giving her is a bullshit list of like, if you want to be with me, here's what, you know, here's what it needs to look like, which is completely fucked up. No, not right now. Which is completely fucked up based on like literally who she is and like that he hit her up in the DMs for her surf videos and surf pics to begin with. That's how this whole thing began. So it's just a little bit like, you know, if you don't want me to talk about you on stage, don't date a comedian. You know, warning, I talk about you on stage if we fuck. So everybody needs to know that. But it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the thing that kind of tips it into the emotional abuse adjacent category for me is the moving of the goalposts. Like you said, he knew she was a surfer. Her photos in bikinis are like something out of a J. Crew catalog. Like,
no,
they are
so
not
non-sexual. She's like an athlete.
Yeah. They're not even like thirst traps. And
no.
And I don't know. That to me is what makes it a place where he is being controlling. He's not just saying, hey, this is a preference of mine, or can we talk about this? He's literally imposing rules on her. And I don't think it can, like, yes, he's communicating.
But he's being fairly respectful. Like, I mean, he's saying like, this might, if these are not things that you are willing to do, it's not going to work. And she could have then said, yeah, these are not things I'm willing to do, babe. You're ugly anyway.
I know. And that,
and yeah, I don't want to have another holiday feast with Beanie.
Yeah, definitely not. I think, yeah, it's just the use of the therapy language. Yeah. And you can tell that, like, he's sending her these long paragraphs over and over again. And he's saying, like, I respect your love of surfing, but I respect myself as well. And your love of surfing and being in those situations and lack of awareness are not mutually exclusive. Like, he's saying to her, you love surfing and you can't have these. It's so funny that so much of it has to do with surfing. It's just, like, so corny and stupid because it's so uncool that he's using surfing as, like, a cudgel in his relationship to get jealous over. It's so uncool. And I just,
well, everything about this is uncool. It's also uncool that you're, like, making surfing an issue when you started dating a surfer.
Yeah. Like, I just hope that every guy.
And he started surfing.
Right. I really hope that every guy that she is friends with who surfs laughs at him. Like, I just hope that they all think he's a douche and they make fun of him to his face, because this 100%. Is like the corniest shit ever.
100%. Now, that being said, I also find the practice of sharing personal texts that you have with someone a year and a half after you break up also to be kind of boundary crossing in a way. And this is also not the first time she's done this. She did this when it was first. So he started dating his now baby mama. And the reason she aired this now is because the baby was born. So she waited during the pregnancy, you saint. But she posted his other text messages of his and other exchanges between them when he started dating the woman that he now has a child with, I guess, Olivia Millar. And she posted all of those texts then because I guess she was very upset because one of the papers got it wrong that he was seen kissing in the ocean with Sarah Brady. And she's like, that ain't me. And also check out these texts. Then he just had a baby. News breaks. The water has broken. Baby has come. And now she's posting these again because she didn't want to post them while the mother was pregnant. And it's like, there's just no reason to post them.
I think there is a reason to post them. I think it's really helpful.
Even if she already did?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, it is a little
bit. She's inserting herself into another relationship, a happy baby's new beginning, about a relationship that ended over a year ago.
But I think it's a really important conversation to have, to look at these text messages and kind of sound the alarm a little bit and just be like, hey, women, you actually don't have to put up with it if a guy is talking to you this way. Like, that is what I love about her publishing it, because the thing is, when you're with someone who is, and I don't know if it's clinically emotionally abusive because I don't know enough about their relationship, but if you are with someone who is emotionally abusive, part of how they get you to stay is by making it seem normal to you. And when you see a big, huge discussion like this going on, where everybody is calling out this guy and saying, this is douchebag behavior, sometimes that's what you need to get out of it. Do you know what I mean? Because
yeah,
like,
for sure,
this guy knows how, like, these kinds of guys, I'm not saying Jonah Hill is definitely this kind of guy. Like I said, I need more information, but if he is, those kind of guys, they know how to make you not trust your friends' opinions about them. They know how to make you not trust your family's opinions about them. And like, when I was with a guy who was emotionally abusive, one of the biggest things, it's so cringe, but like one of the ways that I started to see the light and understand what was going on is that I made an anonymous Reddit account and posted on Reddit, like, the things that he had said to me and done to me.
Wow.
And I was like, is this normal? Because I just needed to understand from a third party, because your friends.
Right. Like an anonymous, like just generally, is this normal?
Right. Because also your friends lie to you because they think that if they tell you the truth that you're dating a douchebag, that you will not listen. Like, that's why, yeah, I always tell my friends when they're dating douchebags. But anyway, it was like really helpful for me to have that validation of multiple people on the internet. Like, there was this one comment that was like, you're allowed to be in a relationship where someone doesn't ever yell at you. And I was like, oh my God, I actually didn't know that. That
sounds crazy.
Yeah, but like,
it's crazy.
So I think that's the value of her posting this is it's not okay the way that he's talking to her. It's not okay for him to say, that's not a boundary to say, once we start dating, you have to change your job and lifestyle and your public output.
Like, well, and per your point, I'm sure he didn't say that. And I'm sure after they were like madly in love and wearing ugly pantsuits that were matchy matchy, he slowly slipped in, oh, by the way, everything about you that I was attracted to is now what I'm insecure about. So you have to change yourself.
Exactly. That's what makes it to me more than just you're a loser.
I guess like, the question though becomes,
he waited until, like you said, he waited until she trusted him and was in too deep to feel like she didn't want to walk away from this relationship.
Yes. And that being said, like, he's allowed to not be comfortable. I mean, he should have just broken up with her because obviously it wasn't working for him. And he obviously has like a, and we'll talk about it in his chart. I can see it in his chart, but he obviously has like a control thing,
mm-hmm.
But it's just for the sake of argument. You might not know how something is going to affect. Like, I'm sure he's never dated not only like a pro athlete before, but like a hot chick. Lol. Like, I think maybe.
No,
he was,
I'm sure he's dated. Come on. He's been famous.
I guess
for,
like, yeah, like
over a decade.
Celebs. I don't get the sense that he like started dating her and then was like, I know, I'll get in there and then change her. I think in the text, he seems also uncomfortable. And I don't think he's using therapy speech to be abusive. He just made a film documenting him being at therapy. He thinks that he's like communicating like properly. He's not. And his therapist now maybe should get a load of these texts. Maybe it wasn't exactly what Jonah was reporting in the sessions. Lol, lol, lol. Right. But like, I think he's being, yeah, controlling for sure. Unreasonable for sure. An asshole for sure. Embarrassingly insecure for sure. Embarrassingly controlling and unrealistic. And it's all fucked up. But at that point, like if you said to me, Sarah, actually, I broke up with someone once because they were like really turned off by astrology. When I first got into astrology, I was dating someone and they were like, I can't stand when you talk about this. Like, and like you try to make everything into like, oh, astrologically, this is perfect. And I was really excited about astrology, even more so than now, if you can believe, because I was just like discovering it. I was like, oh my God, like Mercury retrograde was like an event to me. I'm like, you know? And he was just like, I can't take it anymore. Like, come back to earth, like whatever. And I was like, if you can't take it anymore, then I'm going to have to choose to either like, pretend I'm not like doing what I'm doing, studying what I'm studying, working with people and in class for this, or I can just break up with you. And it's like, at the end of the day, I chose astrology over him because I'm like, well, no, I want to do this professionally. I love this. I found something I love. So I broke up with him.
Yeah. Which is you're allowed to do, and which is completely normal. And it's not the same thing as sending someone a list of demands and saying you have to change yourself if you want to stay with me. Like,
yeah,
that,
but we
is...
also don't know what happened. We don't know what like broke our trust in the past. We don't know like the ins and outs of like, I think it's fucked up to share like a one-sided text conversation is because like, we don't know what happened. Like, we don't, maybe she got like, what happened in the recent past? Maybe she got fucking wasted with gals and had an orgy with a bunch of surf guys. And she was like, sorry, this is part of my recent past and part of my job usually. But now, you know, that's obviously not what it is. But like, we just don't know. We have no idea what they're, it seems like this list of bullshit stuff wasn't out of nowhere. It seems like it was like, look, if you want to keep doing this, I don't want to break our trust again. I mean, yeah, it's bullshit. It's so embarrassing that he would be like, take down your good surf videos. And he's like calling it a thong when it's like, obviously cheekies. But like,
yeah,
it's like, get a fucking life, you dork. But like, you know, we just don't know.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. But I just still think that the way that he spoke to her is not okay. And it's not acceptable in an adult relationship. So here's another.
I mean, agreed. For the record, yeah. I agree. I don't think it's abuse. I think it's like, time to go. You suck.
Yeah. So listen to this. He's talking down to her. He says in this screenshot, oh, and modeling, which is the last profession I would be with as a partner, which is so funny because this is like every actor has this thing where they think they're curing cancer. Not every actor, but a lot of them. And it's like, why are you looking down on modeling? It's literally one degree of separation away from acting. It's being paid to look a certain way and get a certain image across, which is, sorry, Jonah, even though your image is the schlubby guy, that is what you're getting paid to do.
But it's just, the thing is, it's
like, Jonah,
so clearly,
you're a model also.
Well, and it's so clearly his shit because, like you said, like he's a model, but for like uggo body type. Like he made a statement recently. He made a statement recently that was like, I would ask everyone respectfully, please stop commenting on my body. It makes me feel like shit. It's like he clearly is just like an insecure little man
who
wants to be known for more than Superbad. And therefore he's acting like a grown-up version of his character in Superbad. Like really, literally. You're saying, it's like, that's what it is. Like he's just like that nerdy character all grown up. And it's like, we always attract the thing we're trying to avoid or the thing that we're afraid of. It's like, well, here you are. You didn't want to be this. And now you're the laughing stock of this. So.
Right. He comes across so misogynistic, like incel nerd. He says, go model. It's a fulfilling life. You'll love it. Real depth and substance and sustainability for relationships.
But wasn't she a model first?
Yeah.
Like, he's like, I would never choose this as a partner. It's like, funny you should say that because you chose me.
Right. And it's like, dude, you're an actor. You're not a rocket scientist. Right, how much depth and substance and sustainability is in that?
And no, he would tell you he's actually a director. But he's acted.
Yeah, and he's like a producer now. Yeah, it's like, it's so ridiculous.
Means you have money, lol.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous, but
it's ridiculous. I don't know. It's embarrassing, but I don't think he needs to be canceled, and I don't think it's abusive. I think he should be shamed and embarrassed, and really now his therapist can't have any kind of bullshit conversation with him. He's going to have to address the way that he was speaking, but and also just correct for him like what boundaries actually are. But I don't think that he's like some like predator. I think he's just a fucking dorky asshole. It reminds me of like the Aziz like sexual assault claims.
Yeah.
Right. Like it's like, okay, clearly that's a not cool experience that she had. It's not a cool way for a guy to act, but it's also fair to assume or to maybe guess, surmise that like Aziz been watching a lot of porn and otherwise like pre-fame total nerd has no idea.
Yeah.
Has no idea what he thought he was being sexy.
I think the other thing is like, if you do feel, cause I was thinking, okay, what if the genders were reversed? Mm-hmm. What if I was dating someone and they were posting shirtless selfies and like flexing in the mirror and doing kissy faces and shit? What I would hate that. I would think that was really douchey. And then I was thinking, okay, but why does that make me like, okay, when I used to be on the dating apps, if I saw a guy was doing that, that was an instant no from me. I was just like,
exactly,
this is really unattractive to me. Exactly. It's kind of a little unmanly, which is probably some internalized sexism. And it's,
you know,
just,
I love a kissy face. You know, I love a shirtless kissy face.
Yeah. I just was like, ew, this is gross. If I ever saw that, if I started, like, let's say Nick decided to start doing that out of nowhere,
that would be totally different.
Yeah, it would be different from this situation. And I would be freaked out. I'd be like,
who is this for?
What is this? Yeah. And also, like, I don't know. When I had my last single summer, I would post some sort of thirst trap adjacent stuff. And the amount of like creepy messages I would get from guys, I was just like, ugh, I don't actually want to post any bikini pics anymore because this is ew.
It would be lucky for me, I don't read any of my messages. So I have no idea.
It would be like guys that
I'm sorry to everybody who messages me. I'm not reading it.
Yeah, it would be like guys that I naively thought I was platonic friends with, and they would just be like sending me weird, like drooly messages, and I'd be like, oh, I kind of am just showing that I've been working out. Like, I'm not trying to get, you know, laid.
But this is like what happens to the cloud. We don't really know, but like, let's remember this. This is more my Instagram has become, or at a certain point became like my storage, where it's like, I want to remember this.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I love it because, yeah, I love having those old ones because it's hilarious, especially right now in this moment for me to look back at pictures when my stomach was concave. It's really just funny. But anyway, I was like, why is it okay? Why do I think it's okay for me to swerve guys that post, you know, shirtless selfies, preening selfies? If it's a guy who's a surfer or an athlete or just at the beach with his friends posting something shirtless, that is totally fair game to me. But if it's like a thirst trap kind of thing. And then I was thinking, like, why do I think that's okay for me, but it's not okay for a guy to say that? I think it comes down to like the reason why it bothers you.
Yeah.
Because for this situation with Jonah Hill, first of all, she's not posting thirst traps anyway. She's posting.
Well, we don't even know because like she, as per her latest, most high grossing like post of all time on her grid, she is reposting now because a misogynist narcissist had her take it down back in the day. So we don't even really know what she's taken down. But in general, I have a feeling they're like pictures of her surfing.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. Why does it bother me more or bother society more when people get angry at women for posting thirst traps than men? And I think it's because
we want to see women's thirst traps. We love seeing women.
Yeah, maybe.
But and like, I think stop her and don't show us.
Yeah. With a guy, it's just like. Yeah, I don't know why I think it's okay.
That's such an interesting way to go with it, though. What an interesting thought. Like, I didn't even think of that. Like, what if the roles reverse? But like, I think actually, to your point, the roles wouldn't be reversed because, like, look, if Jonah is clear as day, letting us know a model, pshaw, I would never see that as a potential partner for me. It's like, okay, but like you did, like,
yeah,
like you wouldn't go out with any of the hunky kissy faced shirtless bachelors. You're like, I don't want to go there. This already bothers me. So that would be fair of you to not expect that of Nick because he's not doing that. And that's not something you're attracted to, and swerving the guys that you're not into doing that because it's not something you're attracted to. If Jonah's basically saying like all the things you are, I'm not attracted to, and I'm too insecure to handle. And it's like, okay, well then don't date her.
Right. And these are the things that enticed him to begin with. I think that's what's different about
thing, right. That's what's so embarrassing about it to me.
I think that's what's different about the way that men go about that and the way that women go about that. Like, I think it's a vanity thing and it's corny in general for a man to post stuff like that. I just do. And if I see it, I'm not going to go for it. But like, yeah, the way that it's like with Keke Palmer's boyfriend, it's like,
right. Same kind of situation though.
Same thing. It's like, she's a public figure. She has always dressed a certain way. Like, she's having fun and you knew that. So it's kind of like, it reminds me of Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe. Like, he went out of his way to marry her, to be with her, to get the ungettable woman, the sexiest woman alive. And then the minute that they got married, he was like, wait, why are you working?
That's like, exactly right.
It just takes it into a thing where it's like, these guys don't have the ick from the thirst traps or from the clothes or whatever. It's a control thing. Whereas I think with women being turned off by men who post a lot of like shirtless pics, it's not a control thing. It's an ick thing, right?
That's interesting.
Am I just justifying my own feelings about it?
Well, no, you don't have any justifying to do. That's the point. There's nothing for you to justify. Everyone is allowed to have preferences.
There are people
that would go, I would never date a blonde, or I would never date a brunette, or I'm just not attracted to, you know.
Well, that's stupid too, chest. Though.
Of course, but it's like, you're allowed to, like, I mean, I do think that's stupid too, and I get super triggered when people are like, he's not my type or she's not my type, because I'm like, type is like a vibe thing, but like, I'm just saying that like, we kind of in general have a sense of like, you know, what makes us feel safe in relationship or what makes us feel turned on in relationship. I think the issue with this Jonah situation and the Keke Palmer's boyfriend situation is that exactly what you said, what turned them on initially now is the problem. And it's like, this has nothing to do with them. This has everything to do with you.
Yeah.
And instead of you like expressing your quote unquote, like, those aren't boundaries. That's a list of like, in my dream world, you're a different person. It's like,
right. And it comes from,
you know, like, what I mean?
Yeah. If I'm seeing,
it's like, oh, well, you don't like me.
Yeah. If I was on a dating app and I saw a guy who posts a lot of shirtless selfies, my fear wouldn't be that other girls are going to hit on him. Do you know what I mean?
Your fear is that you're going to turn into an Instagram girlfriend and you're going to have to take pictures of him without a shirt on.
It's not like, it's not a control thing. It's not like I don't want other people seeing you. It's just a thing of like, what is this about? And this seems like it takes a lot of time to build all this muscle. Maybe you could read a book. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But with these guys, it's because of the other men looking. And
he does mention like there was a breach of trust somewhere in the line. Like, so we don't know. We don't know what actually he's referring to. And I just think it's interesting that the two times that she posted were when, like, she obviously was also like, they both need therapy. Like, she was obviously extremely triggered. One, that somebody thought it was her the first time over a year ago. And two, now the baby is born and she's like, I just want everyone to know. And then I heard her speaking about it. She put like a voicemail up and it was like, I just want to like warn like his baby mama. It's like, warn her. She just almost baby.
Right. And maybe
like, shut the fuck up. Maybe she likes it. Maybe she wants to be controlled. We saw the idol. I hate making decisions.
But she also didn't want to be controlled. She was in control.
He's going to be in vintage fashion now just because she's actually controlling him.
Yeah. But listen, I've been banging this drum for a long time on this podcast that a lot of therapy is a scam and a waste of time.
Because I mean, I think point blank, Jonah Hill, like literally showing us an entire documentary of him in therapy. And then it's like, you didn't understand how to use the lingo, my dude.
Right. It's like, and people that are manipulative and abusive, and I'm not saying that he's abusive. I still don't know if I'm totally down with saying that this was emotional abuse. It feels like it is to me, but like people that are emotionally abusive and manipulative, they emotionally abuse and manipulate their therapists. And we all know people who go to therapy and are selfish monsters. So it's just like
100%.
When we say someone needs therapy, it's like,
I mean, honestly, what they actually need is call your girl, Sarah. You need coaching, but right. Therapy's a little bit too, like, I'm listening to you, victim. And that's sometimes not helpful.
Yes.
Yeah. I agree with that. And in coaching, there's no victims. It's all about you taking back your life and creating your dream future. But it's like, I don't know. I feel like it's like on the, she's like basically like eclipsing the news of his childbirth.
I didn't even know about his childbirth, but yeah.
She won then.
Yeah.
That's what she wanted. I don't think that she's a totally innocent. I think he was being fucked up, but she also probably needed this experience because she was staying with him and there weren't any stakes. I mean, at the end of the day, like, we've both been through relationships with emotionally abusive people, and I think it does take a lot to leave, and it does take sometimes like Reddit surveying the crowd. Mm-hmm. But you Reddit surveyed the crowd, it gave you a new awareness, and you made a new decision. That's like what being a responsible adult is. If you stay with someone who's like, look, I'll be with you, but I hate everything about you, and it's not going to work unless you change everything about you, the first thing should be like, all right, this isn't going to work. They don't have children. They're not married. They don't have like any kind of shared life. It's just break up.
I agree with what you're saying. I think the thing that is really what made this, what took this out of that fair category into something much more seemingly nefarious is the use of the word boundaries and the talk.
But it's like, is he just stupid? But like, is that nefarious or is he I get the sense that he's like sort of trying to communicate responsibly. You know, I mean, this is someone who was an absolute dork of a dork that became famous as a dork of a dork. He has never slept with a girl when he wasn't famous. I assure you of that. Superbad was a little bit too autobiographical for his liking, but he has no experience and he's a dork. And I think like now he probably does, but like he's showing us his therapy. He's really spent a lot of time over the last decade trying to rebrand himself, not as like the fat incel. It's funny, but as like the director who's in therapy.
Yeah, but I think that's
equally lame.
And but also think, super ego driven. It's like,
I'm not saying that he's not super ego driven, but it's like that's allowed.
I know, but is it allowed? It's not allowed for me. Like, I wouldn't.
Of course. That. Same.
You know what I mean? But
it's like things can hurt and be fucked up and be wrong without them being like criminal.
Yeah, that's definitely true. But I think
abuse is criminal.
Yeah, I just think that I don't really feel any need to give him any sort of benefit of the doubt, because I'm glad that I know that this is how he is, because I was giving him the benefit of the doubt before. And now that I know this is how he treats women, I'm like, thank you for the information, because I'm gonna look at him differently now. And I really was starting to like him a lot.
I mean, I feel like we have hated on Beanie for so long now.
His sister, Beanie Feldstein. His sister.
Like, we actually, like, can't help but trash Beanie. So I sort of feel like by default, like, I don't know, there's very, like, I like all the scars, you know? Like, I think it's hard
on
to
her.
Like,
we just didn't like her as Fanny Bryce. That's it.
Right. Also didn't like Leah. So it's equal opportunity hating on. But, like, yeah. We also didn't really like Booksmart. And we just thought she was... she couldn't sing and she has too small of a nose for a Jew. But like, it's like, I mean, the thing about Jonah that I think has changed my view of him before all of this is that rancid hairstyle.
He's trying to be a cool surfer dude.
Bro. But even that is everything. He wasn't about to be a cool surfer until he was dating this cool surfer. And he feels like an idiot. And now instead of going, I feel insecure, he's going, you're making me insecure. And that's not abuse. It's just immature, embarrassing, and break up with him, not husband material.
Yeah. But I think, yeah, I don't know. I think it could still be
because it's coercive. Like, what is the definition of abuse?
It's coercive control.
Say more. That's interesting.
It's part of the emotional abuse playbook, you know, and like there's different levels of.
Well, what does that mean? What does coercive control mean?
He was trying to coerce her into changing so that she would stay with him because, and the thing is, if he like, and the way that he was talking, the things that he was asking of her, the way that he was putting her down to me, like, and I'm just speculating. It seems like even if she said, because this is how it was with my emotionally abusive ex. If I said, okay, I'm out, he would then turn on the charm 2 days later. I was going to like propose to you. You're the best person ever, blah, 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 blah. Like that is what I think this may be, what the follow through would have been if she had taken him up on it and said, like, yeah, you're right. I can't do this anymore. That's when they turned back and.
You mean if she had said, yeah, okay, then you're not the partner for me.
Right.
Because what I actually saw in the text exchange, I have it all screenshotted and I have the other one screenshotted too. Love to see a little online drama. Thank you guys. Thank you, Sarah. If nothing else for us, just have something fucking must discuss. But it's like, she did take a lot of shit down. Like she was like trying to, like, to me, that behavior is like the most bullshit cowardly way to fucking break up with someone. Like to me, he's breaking up with her without breaking up with her because Everything he's saying is so ludicrous. No, I don't think he wanted to be on record for breaking up with her. I think he wanted to be on record for shaming her and going, if you were a different person, this would have worked, but you had to break up with me because you're this kind of person. That's where it's like in her own confidence, she can go, yeah, I'm a surfer. I don't know if you got that from, you know, my Instagram before you DM'd me and what you ended up DMing me about. I'm a fucking surfer, you fucking moron. If someone was I love you, but like, if you keep doing the Space Trash podcast and wasting your time talking about celebrity goss and astrology and how celebrities can help us understand, then like, I can't be with you. And I'd be like, okay, bye.
Right. And if they accepted that, then that's fair. But if they then were like, no, wait, no, come back. That's when it becomes a cycle of emotional abuse. Like textbook. Mm-hmm. If you Google what an emotional abuse
she didn't. She took everything. She did everything. She quit the pod.
Right. She did everything. She did stuff that he asked for because of the cycle that they were in.
Yeah, but also because of her level of security. She needed this experience to wake her up into like, hey, bitch, you're the shit. And I'm sorry you had to go through this, but never again. Sometimes I do think you need to walk through the valley of the shadow of death in order to. The only reason that you know so much about what you deserve and how you manifested such a wonderful husband is because you actually knew, like, kinesthetically what you didn't deserve.
Yeah, but I knew that before. It's just that these people know how to manipulate you and get you on the hook in a way that everyone.
Yeah, but did you think he was your husband?
It's a way that everyone is susceptible to. People think that they're too strong for it, but they're not. It's like the dumbest myth in the world. Like everyone.
But I think that happens after there's like a commitment. Okay. No, I think that's happened after like there's like a commitment.
I don't know what you're talking. I don't know what you mean.
Like, I feel like while people are in the dating phase, it's a normal part of the relationship to kind of like shuffle the expectations, like, hey, I expect this. Hey, I expect this. Hey, I expect this. It's like if when you have a baby or you're married or there's some like financial tie up and then somebody all of a sudden is Mr. Jekyll or whatever Hyde, then it's really like, wow, you're like trapped. But if you're just people dating and you find out something about someone, it's like, great, get out of here.
Yeah, but that's not emotional abuse. That's just,
I don't think this is emotionally abusive,
but you're not, I feel like you're not, I don't know if I'm explaining it the right way.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I think it is, because it's the cycle that's involved. Like if he had, like I said, if he had said to her, here's my list of demands, and she had said, okay, I'm out. If he's emotionally abusive, then 2 days later, he's going to be like, come back to me, laying on all the charm.
I'll deal with it.
That kind of thing. Like he was doing this as a test for her. If he is emotionally abusive, it was a test to see how much he can get away with and see how much he can push further in the future. And if it was just the way they broke up, then it's like, okay, he's a little psycho, but okay, they just didn't align. Do you know what I mean?
Wow, that's actually a really good point. What a great question. I don't know if it's something that we can Google quickly, but like, I wonder if this is how they broke up. Like, I actually don't know that this is how they broke up.
We don't know.
It should be.
Right. But the fact that this conversation happened and they stayed together, that to me is evidence of emotional abuse, because it's a part of a cycle of him playing her hot and cold, controlling her, manipulating her, getting her to modify her behavior for him. And
but it's like, we just don't know. He says
that, yeah, we don't know,
in the slutty recent past that hurt our trust. It's like something happened. We don't know what that is. And she's certainly not going to tell us.
Right. Right. And
that's
all
bullshit. It could be some bullshit thing.
Right.
But we don't know. And I think it is. Look, I agree with you that these conversations, I mean, there's a reason why everyone's talking about it. Like, the reason that it's interesting to us and why the internet's ablaze with cancel Jonah is because so many women are like, yeah, same, fucked up. And it is fucked up. It is fucked up. That being said, it also might just, like, people are allowed to have horrible personalities and people are allowed to have deep insecurities that come out sideways, and people are allowed to go to therapy and think that they're using the terms they learn right and using them wrong, you know? And like, I don't know. I'm not saying that he's a good guy or that, but I think it's weird to post your side of something.
But it's not her side. It's conversations between them.
Right. But you don't think there's like shit missing? Or if it were me, Sarah to Sarah, I would go through the text and I would like delete, like whoosh, eviscerate like certain of my responses. And like she was very careful which ones, or maybe that was exactly the conversation, but either way, she was using her words. Like there was that one, I don't know if you saw, but it was like, you're making me feel like a total fucking dorky loser or something like that. And he's like, your words, not mine. And it's like, that is how it made her feel. Is it cool of him? No, but it's how she felt. They're both just exposing how immature this love was, or whatever you want to call it, and how bad this relationship was. And I think she's doing it from a place of like spitefulness and revenge on the eve of his child's birth. And a year ago when he got into a new relationship, it's like, and then they were also posted, like, he apologized to her. There were texts where he was like, I'm really sorry you had to see this. It's one of the annoying parts about being a famous person. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but emotionally abusive people apologize all the time. It's how they get you to stay on the hook.
Oh, because then she's like, yeah, but it was over. I feel like the internet is in perfect harmony. Everyone's like, cancel this abuser. Like, have you seen any?
No. No one's saying cancel that I've seen. Everyone's just making fun of him for being a fucking loser.
Do you think that he is being like, are we labeling him emotionally abusive? Or like, I feel like that, I feel like it's being not celebrated, but I think it's like, hurrah, we finally know, like, cancel this abuser. Like, this is emotional abuse.
That's not how I see it. I think we're having a really important conversation about what's an acceptable way to talk to someone in a relationship. And yes, the term emotional abuse is coming up, but I don't think anyone's making a diagnosis or saying this is definitively true and boycott him. That's not what I'm seeing.
On way trashier YouTube than you, I think.
I know. Yeah.
Like my whole feed is like, I'll send you screenshots of my Twitter. It's all like, cancel him, cancel him. I don't know if I even disagree necessarily, but I would cancel him because I hate to look at him anyway. Like, I hate the Feldsteins. I hate, maybe that's my own Jewish self-hate, but I hate the Feldsteins. Sue me. For the record, I don't mean to downplay emotional abuse and I don't mean to downplay what she's doing, but I do think I think it's abusive to share private messages. Like, she could have made a statement. She could have, I don't know, just like right after the baby's born. It's a little bit like, Sarah.
I think that the conversation that we're now having is more important than him feeling bad that his messages were exposed, because they are his messages. Like, if she faked them, then that would be a different story, but
definitely his messages.
Like, they are his messages. He did that. If you don't, there's an old saying. Well, it's not an old saying. It's an actual advertisement from a few years ago, but it was, if you don't want it to be in Page Six, don't do it.
What a good ad.
Yes, right. It was an incredible ad campaign.
Very good.
If you don't want people to think that you're emotional abuse adjacent,
don't abuse.
Don't do things that are adjacent to emotional abuse. And like I said, we don't have enough information to like declare whether he is or not. But all of this to me carries more than a whiff of it. And it makes me look at him differently. And there is not really much context you could add to this that would make me think this is an acceptable way for a man to talk to a woman.
Why do you think this time around, because this is not the first time that she's done this, why do you think this time is creating more of a, no pun intended, wave than I'm a pro. Don't ask me to not do the podcast, okay? But why do you think this time people are like affected by it more so than, you know, over a year ago when she originally posted his bullshit tweets or bullshit texts?
It's probably as simple as like Jen and Ben were getting back together a year ago or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was just, it's a slow news week. We're already primed to care about this because of the Keke Palmer story, and not a lot is going on in the celeb world. So I don't know. And maybe she framed it better this time. Maybe the right person saw it and made a Daily Mail article out of it, and that didn't happen last time. I don't know. It's just it's nothing really. I don't think it has anything to do with him. Oh, maybe it's because maybe it's because also the documentary came out and now he's aligned himself with mental health causes, and it shows that he's a bit hypocritical. So like, that could also be adding to it, but I think it's probably as simple as what the news cycle was back then versus now. Okay. Tell me what you can tell me about the astrology.
Jonah Hill. You want to take a guess? You're going to die.
I'm going to die. I guess at his top, his big three.
Yeah.
Who's a jealous psycho? Pisces. Oh. He's got to have some Pisces. I think you maybe some Gemini and Cancer.
Winners win. What is Jonah? Let's take a look. Jonah is. Now, this is a caveat, but I'll say this. So Jonah's a Sagittarius sun, but it's in the Pisces house.
Okay.
Which is actually mega dangerous. So come back to that. But he's a Sagittarius sun in the 12th house. His moon is in Cancer. Go Molly. Go Molly.
Thank you.
And his rising is in Capricorn.
That's weird.
Sort of. But like, people need to really understand that rising sun, and moon, like if we're just talking about the big three, they all present very differently. Like you and I are both Capricorns at the same degree, but our solar energy and our lunar energy is different. But we connect because it's the same, but it's not, right? So Tank, sit. So Capricorn rising versus Capricorn moon or Capricorn sun, of which you and I both represent, is a little bit more concerned with like being the like rule maker. Oftentimes you see people that have Capricorn rising and like they've been responsible for their family early on, mm-hmm. or like they had to take on more responsibilities than they maybe meant to when they were young. I mean, I don't even know if we're even talking about his family specifically, but it's like he did accidentally sort of get famous just from being friends with Dustin Hoffman's kids. It's how he got cast in Superbad. So like, you know, I think he does feel this like public responsibility and this responsibility to be like sort of not daddy. I hate when people say Capricorn's daddy because it's actually mommy. But like, there's a sense of seriousness about him. Now, I think it's worth noting that his sun is exactly conjunct Neptune and his Mercury is in Capricorn, but it's all in the 12th house. So he actually doesn't really know. He's a better actor than not. And if you remember correctly, yo, what the fuck? Hey, be quiet. Everybody be fucking quiet. We're podcasting. Hey, sit down. I'm not talking to you. Come on. Okay. Good. Jesus fucking Christ. Capricorn risings are a little bit like here watching the situation and like defensive on guard a little bit.
That makes any sense.
And then his sun and Neptune conjunct means that he doesn't, and all in the 12th house with his Mercury, his sun, his Neptune, he doesn't really know how he's coming across. I will say thank you, Sarah, because one thing about Jonah, especially with his acting career, is that he might not actually know what he sounds like. And yeah. The fact that he made a therapy doc is like, dude, uncool.
I know. And she said that he was obsessed with therapy and obsessed with like mansplaining therapeutic concepts to her, which is kind of just like proof that therapy's not working. Like if you're turning therapy into something
so embarrassing, it's so fucking embarrassing. It's like he has no. Yeah, he shouldn't have. Everything's perfect. It's all perfect. Things work out. But like. Yeah, he might have just wanted to like just go to communications college and like just have a normal job. Like there's something really painful about him trying to like assert his dominance. And like not only is he a Capricorn rising, but the planet Saturn, which is ruled by or which rules Capricorn, is in Scorpio on his midheaven. So like this is sort of his legacy. And as we speak, the South Node is at its last degree of this nodal journey for the last 18 months through Scorpio and Taurus. The South Node is on his Pluto, draining what he thought his power was or revealing and getting rid of deep unconscious like power plays in the ninth house. He's going to be rethinking how he speaks to people and presents. I think this is embarrassing. I think he is embarrassed. I think he doesn't really know what he sounds like. I think he's working really hard in therapy to like practice sounding like something, like not an actor, but like a him. But sun in the 12th house and Mercury in the 12th house, unless
wait,
you're
can
really
I res-
doing
can I respond
yeah,
to that?
Okay. Yeah.
Two things. I think he's in therapy to make himself feel like a cooler, more in control person. Right?
I love that.
And this, and like, you're not supposed to go to therapy. That's not why you're supposed to do.
That's really funny.
Therapy. Like, you're
I
not.
I want to say for the record, I am not a Jonah Hill stan. I'm so down with trashing him.
I know. It's just the impression I got from the documentary and from all of this.
Did you watch? I didn't watch.
Yeah, it's not that good. It's not profound. But
how embarrassing for him.
What is his South Node and North Node?
We'll get back to his moon. His North Node is in the fifth house of Gemini. His South Node is in Sag, where his sun is. he actually, this is actually like sort of, it's sort of his karma. Like, I think part of what he needs to understand is that moving forward, like, there are other sides of the story and they're going to be revealed. And like, I think he really, I think based on his chart, I think he really thought like everyone has secrets and everyone has like a subconscious that's like not being explored until like I, the therapy guy, went and explored it. So he thought he was like getting a one up on everybody. It's like, bitch, you are all 12th house. You have no idea.
Oh, okay. This is what I was going to say. Cause you were like, I think he's embarrassed now. He's selling merch now that says unrelenting control or something. Like it's
yeah, but
says,
that's so defensive.
It's defensive, and he's not embarrassed. He's refusing to see how fucking weird and creepy. Ooh. Like he's like, no, this is all a big joke, and obviously I'm not controlling. I'm just like this enlightened guy. He still doesn't get it.
I wonder if that was his idea though. Like I could like sort it. Of see it being no I could sort of see it being and I have her chart, I have Sarah and Olivia's charts, but like I could sort of see it being his like he's married now to a merch queen. I could see her being like, just own it, babe. I think he's a little bit lost in the sauce. Like his chart's a little bit lost in the sauce. And I think what this experience should have given him was perspective on like in romantic relationship. There's another person there. Like literally.
Yeah.
Like literally. And like, I think because he's already with someone else and they just had a baby and she is a merchandiser. I could see that being sort of her way of like flip it and reverse job, you know, like. I think that if he was single right now, we'd be hearing something very different from him. And I also think we're going to have an interesting Jonah aftermath because the South Node is about to move into Libra. His Mars is in Libra in the ninth house. So it's like ninth house publishing. I think if anything, she could have accidentally.
No, hold on. No, come here.
You hear my deep voice? You hear my deep voice? You hear my deep baritone? No. Okay. Well, no. No. Bitch. But like, yeah. So I kind of feel like, I mean, his Saturn is conjunct his Venus in Scorpio in the 10th house of like, everybody can see it. He is sort of a controlling guy. He is
sort of massively. Even his persona in Superbad was like, I'm smarter than everyone and I see things, which he didn't write the movie, but he embodied.
No, but he was playing
so
him
well.
No, he got plucked out of obscurity because he was playing his goddamn self. Let's be
except
real.
For like Nepo obscurity, like best.
Well,
friends
so
with
I did
Dustin
some research.
Kids obscurity.
So he's not. They're not like Nepo. They're just rich people. He went to NYU. And became friends with Dustin Hoffman's kids. They introduced him to their dad, who started putting him like kind of just like lightly pushing him into films. So it's not like his parents just have money, but he did wow Dustin and the executives because they were like, wow, someone wants to be on camera looking this fucking horrible. Awesome. Like, I literally think that. I think that he was like, okay. I think at first he was like kind of doing his career out of a little bit of like humiliation and shame. Capricorns, let's be honest. He's a Saturn conjunct his midheaven. And he's a Capricorn rising. This dude sort of gets off on like a little bit of shame and a little bit of like pain. Like, I think at the beginning of his career, like, it's almost like this whole thing, like the way that he was texting Sarah Brady, and we can look at her chart, but the way that he was texting Sarah Brady was almost like he was talking to his younger self. And he was basically saying like, look, if you want to be with me in this life moving forward, you can't be like exactly what you are, because that's what he's doing. He's actually just denying exactly what he is And even with the merch, he's doing that. Now, his moon is in Cancer.
I think he just didn't want other guys looking at his girlfriend's butt. I think he's just...
Yeah, but it's because variety. he's still that fat boy from Superbad. Yeah,
but I don't think it's really that much deeper than just being a controlling dick.
I agree, but I also think it's possible that... And we could look at her chart, but I think it's possible that, like, there is something that happened that we don't know about. Like... He said that broke our trust in the past. And she didn't say, what are you talking about? She knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, but
something did happen.
If his rules are you can't surf with boys, like no,
that's
that
completely fucking absurd. That's like, you could do comedy, but not with boys. It's like, that to me is like,
that to me is like, she surfed with
delusional. Yeah, but he's a sun conjunct Neptune in the 12th delusional house, sun conjunct delusion in the delusional house. He's delusional.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I don't think she did anything that bad. I think she
didn't do any, of course she didn't. Of
right, but you just said you think she did.
No. No, what I'm saying is we have no idea what precedes this conversation. And there is something that at least in their private conversations that we have not seen was addressed where she breached their trust in some way. Was it probably something totally fucking bullshit? Y'all, he's a nerd with power and money, dangerous. But, and like long hair now, lol, long curls. Jonah Hill in long curls is like, what are you fucking doing? But okay, whatever. I just feel like, I don't know. I think on some level, I think this is helpful for everybody, including her, including him. I think the only person it's probably not helpful for is his new wife and baby mama. But right now, the sun is exactly conjunct his moon in Cancer in the sixth house. And I think it's bringing up all of this. He's basically, hopefully he's able to see himself right now. Although I guess you're right with the merch, he probably can't. But like this makes sense to me in terms of like him being exposed right now as Capricorn, as Pluto moves back into Capricorn, the sun, Mercury, Juno, the partner, the marriage asteroid are all in Cancer on his sixth house moon. Yeah, of course it's being exposed what he like thought was right on the day to day. And because he's a Cancer moon in the sixth house, what I also would guess, and maybe she's not saying it, but I would guess from his chart that if he was emotionally abusive, aside from just being like, here's what I demand, it's that I bet his demands changed a lot. Cancer moons, again, I'm a Cancer sun, but in terms of my moon, not that changeable.
It's
Cancer
very,
moons
yeah,
are
like
very, very, like they, every 2 days, their emotionality moves with the moon. I think that in that way, Cancer moons can be extremely abusive.
Yeah, that's the vibe I get, which is again, just based on speculating and vibes, but that's what
I just
it seems
think
like.
It would have been better if she just posted, like she wrote an op-ed. Like maybe that's like a la Amber Heard a little bit, but it's like, I feel like I would like her reflections on this more than I want to see their texts.
Well, no one ever can do it right though, because if she did it that way, then people would be saying, why didn't she just post the text? We need evidence. Like it's kind of, you know, no one ever ends up being praised for this. People always pick apart how they expose the person.
Do you consider him a narcissist?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm so confused because like the other thing that she did when the baby was born was that she apparently went back through every post on her grid that was a picture of the two of them. And instead of taking them down, she changed the captions to say, here I am with my abusive narcissist. What was the other word? It was like my abusive narcissist, like my controlling, whatever.
Misogynist.
Essentially narcissist. Misogynist. Thank you. Massage. How can I forget massage? So she ran back and changed all the captions and then like sort of interacted with the chat so that everybody that liked the posts would see that she changed the caption. So she really had a moment where she was, for whatever reason, super triggered. We can look at her chart, but she was super triggered. And it's not just that she posted these messages from him again. It's that she went back through her Instagram all the way to like 2018 and changed every caption and got the comments going again, where she's like, by the way, abusive narcissist, misogynist.
Well, that's,
I'm not saying she's wrong or that
still
it's
doesn't
fucked up.
Trump the list of demands. Sorry. I don't care.
The list of demands, though, is just like, I just feel like the list of demands is like almost like comical, where it's like, oh, okay, like, well, like when the dude said to me, like, if you're going to like talk about astrology all the time, like this is not going to work. And I was like, you're right. It's not going to work.
Right. Because you were not in a cycle of abuse at that time.
Well, I was, and we're still together, but now he accepts astrology.
Okay. I think that's a great place to end it. I have to go because
I'm
dying of hunger.
Get out of here. Go eat. And we will post this. And everybody, if anybody wants you to be someone that you're not, fucking break up with them.
And then if they say JK, then you're really in trouble. Really, you need to block them and not talk to them. Like if they do this list of demands and you accede to it, and then or if you say, Jake, no, never mind.
Well,
I'm
yeah,
out.
You break up. The thing, though, I guess the thing that I did differently, though, was that like I. How do I put it? Like my boundaries weren't something I had to speak. They were space I placed.
Yeah, well, we didn't even get into how cringe it is when people talk about boundaries. I don't think it's
cringe.
Ever the right thing to do. I think if you can't use words to explain why something makes you feel a certain way, then really need to.
Here are my boundaries about who you are as a person. It's like,
yeah,
oh, wait,
like I think you need to journal on it and figure out why. Like I think
you know, his therapist should be. He ruined his therapist's career.
Yeah. I think Jonah Hill should have just journaled and been like, why does it bother me when my surfer girlfriend posts surfing pics? And like really figure it out. Figure out why that bothers you. And then you can explain it to her. And then she can realize that you're a psycho and leave instead of just imposing rules and calling them boundaries. I don't know.
Well, yeah. I mean, his whole use of like therapy speech was so off, where it's like, yeah, I guess like if it's not your own relationship, it's really easy to see it like from a zoomed out perspective. In my mind, though, the minute that somebody makes me wear a seafoam matchy suit to a premiere where I have opportunity to like have glam, like fuck off.
Yeah, that was really strange. That was that was narcissism to make your partner
wear the same
like
thing as me.
Mirror image of you. That was weird as hell. Okay, join the Patreon. Everyone, patreon.com/spacetrashpodcast.
And otherwise, be yourself.
Okay, perfect.
Excellent.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash, but the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.